This is a special broadcast today, my friends, about Okechukwu in Nigeria, who has HIV positive. He's one of our spiritual sons, two, Gan in the Philippines and Okechukwu in Nigeria. And I'm going to share some of the correspondence that he and I have exchanged over the last week or so in regard to his struggle with faith and with this HIV news, this HIV positive news. I'm going to share it. I know Okechukwu wouldn't mind at all because it trains our faith too. Well, Colin Cook here, and thanks for joining me today. This is How It Happens, a broadcast on the gospel, the good news. I normally share with you from the book of Romans and train your faith as mine also, but today I'm going to share these letters with you. All right, now Okechukwu, he didn't know that I already knew about his HIV positive from his friend Suleiman, and there was a pause for a week or so, partly because it's difficult to get in touch with Okechukwu by phone and by email or even by offline messaging, but he finally wrote, and this is what he said. "Good afternoon, Dad. And how are you doing? Dad, I have been summoning courage to write to you about what I'm facing right now. Forgive me if I have not been able to write my concerns and trouble on email this time because I don't know how to put it into words. Dad, all my life, I have tried to follow God's ways and be steadfast in my belief in God Almighty, and I also tried to be a good child and work so hard to make a living. Dad, I have been dealt a heavy blow of ailment that is much worse than I could have imagined. Dad, I am dying. I got HIV, Dad. Oh, God. I still don't know or tell you. I don't know how to tell how it might have been contracted. But the fact remains that I am going to die, and it's imperative on how I got it. I don't fully understand all these words, my friends. I'm just reading them. Oh, Dad, I'm done for. Who is going to care for my sick mother if I am not able to, and it might be that I may not be able to see you again. What am I ever going to do? Help me, God. Help me, Dad." Well, I tell you, I've never read such a despairing email from my son Okechukwu like that before. Anyway, this is how I responded, the first letter. "My son, I love you, and HIV positive will not stop me loving you, son. I already knew about this. Suleiman told me when you were still in the hospital. He and the doctor decided to wait to tell you until you are stronger. You would have got HIV from the blood transfusions you had, son, throughout several years owing to your accident and attack at the other times. Unfortunately, the blood banks in certain parts of Africa are not as pure as they might be here in the West. I was simply waiting for you to tell me, son, and have already been praying for you. Dear son, you are not going to die from it. As long as you take the medications that you will be asked to take, you can live a normal life. Stay healthy, eat healthy food as best you can, do not smoke or drink. The doctor has said you can live a normal life. Dear son, God is faithful. He will not fail you or let you down. Your faith in Him and your love for Him is a joy to Him. We are praying for you here. Whether you live with HIV positive or are healed of it, you can live a full life as you take the meds. Now, where did you get the idea from that you are dying? Who gave you this idea? Do you think that everyone who has HIV dies from it? Not so, son. Your CD4 count is relatively good, according to the doctor, over 1,000, I think Suleiman said. So keep that high with healthy living and with the Immunace you are taking, which you must take regularly. Now, son, I know you are a man of courage. I know you know how to get past your fear. We have been through many things together. Get up now. Be strong, study about HIV positive, learn about your sickness so that you master it and it does not master you. Do all you can to understand it so that you can be healthy and even help someone someone else, perhaps, who has it. Please find out the cost of the medication each month. I will do my best to send the money for this medicine. Please promise me that you will use this money for the medicine and nothing else. I need for you to promise this me this, son. You will live to take care of your dear mother, son. The Lord will honor you for all your faithfulness. Look how he has honored you for these many years by putting me in your life and this ministry to help you start a business and bless you. So now, son, change your state of mind. Whether we live or die, we live or die to the Lord. So you are safe with him. Embrace each day as a day of life in Jesus. Take on your duties and build your business, and also give yourself proper rest time each day and each week in order to refresh yourself. Eat lots of papaya as you can afford it, because it is good for the immune system. Refresh your body by exercise wherever you can. Above all, renew a life of praise. Thank God for all things. Praise him that your destiny and my destiny with you is the kingdom of God, son. Let not an hour go by without praise. This is the greatest health to your body and soul. So then, write to me soon again and tell me all your feelings and fears and how your faith is gaining courage, or even if it is not, until it does. Share all your heart, son. God is your protector and your friend. I give you all my love, Dad. Well, a day or so later, Okechukwu then wrote this to me. Good morning, Dad. Dad, my courage is so low, probably at a zero level. I am so scared I don't know what the future holds. I sit and ask myself, where have I gone wrong? Did I deserve to be inflicted by this terrible disease? What am I ever going to do? Though the doctor counseled me that I could still live a normal life, and that people don't die from HIV these days unless they are careless, but still, I still feel sad. Almost all my adult life, Dad, I have always been inflicted by one sickness or pain or accident or the other. I am so tired, Dad. He said, I should not relent in taking the Immunace and fruits and good food. And, Dad, you know how expensive things are in this part of the world. Would I be able to afford constant good food and fruits, I wonder? The Immunace and monthly CD4 count amounts to $165 monthly. Dad, can you imagine that? Maybe it's better if I give up and die. That way all these expenses will go off. Could not sleep much. Hope you get this email, Dad, and thank you for loving me even as I am. Well, that's his letter to me. By the way, $165 a month is incredible in Nigeria. The average poor person gets $50 per month for 7 days a week of work per month. So then, here's my letter that follows on from that. My son, God will revive your courage. He restoreth my soul, Psalm 23. And as you train your trust in him, your fears will be brought under control. God is the covenant keeper. He has made a covenant with you to bless you and protect you and give you all the promises of Abraham through Abraham's seed, Christ. Therefore, Jesus says to you, do not worry about your life. Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew 6, verses 23 to 34. You have a heavenly Father, son. I know you know these things, but I put you in remembrance of them. Your heavenly Father is not like your earthly father, who did not take care of you. He cares about the details of your life. Your heavenly Father is like me, who cares about your life, but he is infinitely more able to take care of you than I, and he will. Now, how do we stop worrying? Because it is not easy to do that at first. We immediately replace our worrying thoughts with praise and thanks, always giving thanks for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Philippians 5:20. Gradually, son, you will train your mind to praise rather than worry. Worry is a compulsion. It is an addiction. It feeds on itself because we foolishly think that by worrying we will solve a problem. but we don't. Worry is like a dog chewing on a bone when there's no more meat left on it. So lift your heart in praise. And praise even for HIV positive, son. I am speaking the truth here. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing gets in the way between him and you. Do not waste time begging for healing. Rather, let your goal be to know your Father's presence in your sickness. And if healing comes from that, all well and good. And if it does not, all well and good also, for the most important thing is to enjoy his presence. If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or HIV positive? In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor HIV positive, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8 verses 31 to 39. HIV positive is not your fault, son. You have not done anything wrong, and even if you had, there is no condemnation in Christ. Do not obsess and compulsively ask the question, where did I go wrong, or do I deserve this? These are fruitless questions, my son. Each day is a day of mercy anyway. We are all sinners. We live by God's kindness, not by what we deserve. As you praise and thank, realizing that nothing is against you, you will even begin to believe that HIV positive is for you. For if things are not against you, they are for you in Christ. You can begin to take advantage of this HIV positive thing and make use of it. It will challenge you to live healthy and well. It will train you to be thankful for every day. It will help you develop your compassion for the broken. I have known several people who live with HIV positive. One man keeps his CD4 count at a proper level and has lived now for over 30 years with it. Another has found by healthy living and prayer that there is no more HIV positive condition in his body. I do not know how it will be with you. All I know is that HIV positive can become an instrument in your hands by which you train your body and your mind to live well. Promise me that if I am able to pull together the $165 for your test and meds, you will use it only and faithfully for this purpose. I will not try to pull together this money unless I get this specific promise from you, son. You cannot use this money for the needs of others. I know your compassionate heart. I know how you care for others. But you must care for yourself first so that you will have strength and energy to care for others. So I must have this promise from you. You understand? Remember, son, that Paul says, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." Romans 8, verses 15 to 17. Now, Paul is not here saying, you'd better suffer or else you won't get to heaven. All people suffer terrible things, whether they are Christians or not. We do not have a choice about suffering. Paul is not saying, will you suffer or not? The question Paul is bringing to us is, will you suffer with Christ or without him? Paul is leading us to train ourselves to suffer with him. We all suffer, but we can suffer with Christ or on our own, with him or without him. When we let Jesus enter our sufferings, we have fellowship with him in our sufferings. We are not alone. We are drawn close to him by them. Friends, I can't continue this letter. I will next time. I've run out of time. Pray for Okechukwu, and may you learn from this letter yourself. Cheerio, and God bless.